Hello, I am a scout from Troop 386. Today is October 10th, 2015, and we are at the Statesman in Oklahoma City for an Eagle project to help seniors document a few stories of growing up and their life. I am speaking with Irma Paul from Montana. So, Mrs. Paul, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I was born in Beatrice, Nebraska. I made my childhood there, and then from then on, my dad had he worked in his shipyards, and then he went to he went and worked for the federal government, and that was his thing. And what else do you want to know?
What was your happiest childhood memory?
Oh, yes. I had a lot of times. We had horses, and my dad showed me how to ride, and then he would take me with him sometimes when he goes out for the cattle and all that. And then after I got older, I could help him herd the car, the cattle. I've had a very nice what would you say? A very, very good childhood high. Gosh, I can't say that. But anyway, I had a very good childhood I had a very hard I had a very good growing up on the farm.
Okay.
And then of course I had went to school and it was very good, and I helped after I got my dad asked me one day, he said, "Do you want to come with me?" And I said, "Where am I going?" And he said, "Well, I am teaching you to help me to herd the cattle." And that's what I did with my dad. And that's what I did. And then when I would come home from school, I would help him. And then he said to me one day, "I want you to help me herd with the cattle." And from then on, when I'm not in school, I helped my dad.
Okay.
What else?
What did you do for work? What was your job?
I worked a lot of places. I worked in I went to college and that. And after that, then I worked for the state of Montana.
Okay.
And that's where I was. And that's where I stayed. And I worked for them for 30 years.
Deb, what did you do for the state?
I would work for the lawyers, and that was my position.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it, working with the lawyers and that. And that's when I did all this stuff, and it was very interesting. When you work with lawyers, you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. And that, so that's what it was.
Okay. What lessons did you learn from your job?
Well, everything. it helped me in. Let's see. They showed me a lot in that. And it'd be, you know, I learned a lot, like I said. And then I don't know how to explain it. I worked for lawyers, and I learned how to be a. I've been off on there about that. I just learned a lot of things. And then I like I said, I was a secretary. And then I went into, they wanted me to go with the lawyers. And then I had to learn to do different things. Which I had to learn too. And I worked there for 30 years. And I learned a lot. It was very interesting.
Okay.
And like I said, I learned a lot.
Okay. Tell me about your best friend growing up. What things did you do together?
Well, I was out on the farm, and I helped my dad, like I said. And he always depended on me to when he wanted help, you know. And my older brother, he didn't want to go. Yes, and no. So my dad would say, "Come on, Irma, we got to do this." and he always depended on me to help him.
Okay. Thank you. What are your most vivid memories of school?
School?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I don't know. I had a good time, and I enjoyed school in that, and it was interesting, and I went to college.
Okay.
In that, and that is it. I didn't have any problems in that, and I never hardly missed the school.
Okay. When was the most difficult part of your life? And why was it difficult?
I really didn't have that. I had a good life.
That's good.
You know, all the way. And that was it. I just had a good, you know, all in the time. I had time, and I had no problems, and I just felt like I was going good.
Okay. That's good. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
I've been places. And when I got married, we would go on trips, you know, and my husband loved to travel.
Okay.
And that, and he was the one that did all the going. And we went to countries and that. And it just was a very good life. But that I don't know what it is. And I don't regret it. And I have done a lot of things. You'd be like I said, we traveled all over.
Okay. What were some of the places you traveled?
We went to Europe.
Okay.
And be liked it. And we went to France. And
interesting.
Yes, yes. To Europe. And then my husband was getting ready for us to go down to South America. And he was getting ready to, and that's when he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, he was a person that he liked to travel. Amen. So he died of cancer.
Oh.
And that's it. I could talk.
We have time if you want to.
Yeah. But that's I have had a good life, and I wanted to go to South America, and that's when he got sick and died.
No.
Yeah. I don't regret anything. I have, like I said, I've had a good life, and that's it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you for your time, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you I'd like to I don't want to take time, so I hope that I didn't.
Oh no, you're fine. We're here for y'all.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.